You already had the release in there. So you guys are aware of the situation. You know, obviously with Nate, he was in a single car accident last night. He broke his forearm, broke both bones in his forearm. Contrary to reports, he's not scheduled for surgery today. He's scheduled for surgery tomorrow. It's not an emergency surgery. It's not a compound fracture or anything else. And we want to make sure that, you know, that he gets it fixed and fixed well. Same surgeon will do it that did his knee last year. And so we have a lot of confidence. He has a lot of confidence in that doctor. And it's a little setback for our team. Nate was playing very well for us, was our leading receiver, and had his best day as a Lion a couple days ago. But just like not having Reggie on Sunday, next guy has to step up. And we're prepared to do that as a team. You know, Nate will be back at some point, and, you know, when he will, he'll be a big contributor again to our team.
So just to be clear, no plans to place him on IR?
Not at this point. I mean, it's still way too early. He hasn't even had surgery yet. So, you know, I'm sure everybody will Google and look at how long it takes to come back from fractured ulna and radius or radial, whatever it is. But it's just way too soon. Everybody reacts differently, and I mean that's one of the reasons I never put any of that on. But at this point, no. I mean, again, it's only we haven't even had surgery yet.
Who in this case is the next guy up then? Is it Durham on the outside, Broyles on the inside, or is there more options than that?
Well, I think Pat Edwards is in that equation also. He missed last week with an ankle injury, but he's trending well also. I think that it doesn't just have to begin and end with our wide receivers. I think our tight ends can contribute more. I think our running backs can contribute more. You know, so I think all those are, you know, important parts of this. He'll be missed, but he'll be back, and we won't miss a beat.
Can you talk about the leadership that you will miss without him?
Well, we're not going to miss that because he's going to be back, you know, pretty soon. It's not like last year where he was in the hospital for an extended period of time. He couldn't even get around. He couldn't put any weight on it. He'll be back quickly in our locker room, and he'll be around the team, and he'll travel with the team. So, you know, we'll be fine there. I mean, we won't miss that presence, but, you know, we'll miss his presence on the field. But it's up to the other 52 guys to pick that up, and we can do it.
It sounds like this could have been much worse. I mean, both from, you know, Elk Hall not being a factor and just – an accident on the freeway itself. Just how, at the end of the day, how lucky is he?
It's fortunate anytime you're in a highway accident. You know, there's potential for worse than broken bones. And you know, I think he was fortunate in this case, and we were fortunate in this case that it wasn't more than that. You know, I think we've all dealt with some sort of distraction driving before. I've cured myself of texting and driving. I mean, it's. I did it for about 2 months, and you know, now I got that sync thing with the Fords, and I never even touched my cell phone in the car. But the one thing that I probably need to cure myself of is eating and driving. You know, there's too many times I leave the office real late at night, and you know, and you grab something, and I've had it happen to me, drop it on your lap, or you know, do something else, and. You know, I mean, that's stuff we all need to learn from. So, we were lucky in that case. You know, we'll miss him for the time he's out. We'll see how long that'll be, but we know this isn't going to be. You know, it's not a career ender. It's not a season ender, at least at this point.
Jim, have you spoken to Nate?
I have.
How were his spirits?
Understandably low. You know, he was down. I mean, you know, he just came off his best performance as a Lion. And his best performance, I think, since 2007. So, you know, he was just getting into the swing of things. He was a big part of our offense. You know, but it's no different than a guy having a high ankle sprain or a guy pulling a hamstring or anything else. I mean, you know, we talked on Sunday about how we're going to have to pick up for Jason Jones. Jason's a little different situation because Jason, you know, is going to be out for the season. It's gone to IR. But, you know, football teams are used to dealing with these kind of injuries on the field. This is a little bit different because it was something that wasn't on the field, but it doesn't change the not having the player available. And, you know, he's certainly down. But the one thing about Nate is a really, really tough guy. and he's been through a lot in his career. You know, he was our Ed Block Gurge Award winner, you know, for just other things that he's dealt. He's had season-ending injuries. He had, you know, the situation last year. He's persevered through all of it and continued to play at a high level, and we certainly expect him to do the same here. We have a lot of confidence in his ability to do that.
All right. Anyone else?
When did you first hear the accident? How do you go about informing the team?
Well, the team was in this morning, and we informed the team this morning. A couple guys had already heard. I heard early this morning, but also knew that it wasn't life-threatening or, you know, anything worse. So I was able to pick up the details most when I came in this morning. But, yeah, we're all informed. Anytime something happens, the whole organization is informed and stuff like that. And, you know, we know he's going to be okay. He's in good hands. You know, team understands also.
Just one other thing on Broyles too. His snaps were obviously limited last week. Is that a progression where he can play a lot more this week?
Yeah, I mean, that's just a wait and see thing. You know, I think he played 17 or 18 snaps last week. Came through pretty good. So, you know, we'll just have to see what that role is, how often we use it in the game. We used a lot of three wide receivers in this last game. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. You know, so it's probably a little too early to tell that. But we like the way Ryan's been trending, and you know, he's been improving every single day. And last couple of days have been no different.
You talked about Nate being a tough guy. Could you talk in a little more detail about the leg injury, his work ethic through his rehab, and getting back to the shape he was in this season?
Well, you know, with his leg injury, really was not something that was. That was common to football players, more common to skiers and people that were in car accidents. And, you know, it was a long road of I want to say rehab, because he had to let bones heal. And that just took a lot of patience. He had to be non-weight-bearing for a long time. It takes an awful lot of patience to be able to get through. And once he was able to be weight-bearing, he needed to recondition his whole lower body. You know, it's not just one leg that's going to decondition or atrophy. It's all of it. And he just made steady progress through the offseason. He has a great positive mental attitude. He's extremely tough. He's, you know, he's been through a lot of things in his career, and I think that'll all serve him well going through this.